Calvary Church presents Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast with Ed Taylor.
Hey, welcome to today's edition of the Lead to Serve podcast. This is the podcast where we dig deep into what the Word of God has to say with practical application to become better servants, because the greater we are as servants of Jesus, the better leaders we're going to be. And we do believe strongly, I believe strongly in servant leadership. And that's why we started this podcast, because I really wanted to be practical on how we can apply the principles of God's word, following Jesus, being led by the Holy Spirit to serve well. I wanted to cover a couple of things in this episode because we've gotten a lot of questions about another season or more episodes. We had a lot of feedback wondering why there hasn't been a regular supply of episodes. First of all, thanks for being patient. I do plan on another season of Lead to Serve, and that season will be covering a book that I'm about to publish called Sure and Steady, Learning and Growing in Pastoral Ministry. Sure and Steady, Learning and Growing in Pastoral Ministry. It's one of the tools that I use here to disciple and to train our team. And it is a focused, the book itself is going to be focused on pastoral ministry, but the application is for any kind of service, whether you're an elder, you're a home Bible study leader, whether you have leadership. It really is a summary of great principles that will help you step into someone's life and encourage them in the Lord. So yes, we will have another season, and I'm looking forward to it. And so stick with us. There will be a whole season. I'm mapping it out right now, outlining it so that we can maximize our time together, because the response to the podcast has been overwhelming. And I'm grateful to be a small part of the huge work that God's doing in your life. I also wanted to spend a few moments to let you know that our book is finally out. This is one that we've been working on for 3.5 years. Really, it's been over 7 years in the making. And it's the book we entitled God's Help for the Troubled Heart. God's Help for the Troubled Heart. It's out now. And you can get it on Amazon. You can get it here at the church. And it is a book, you know, it's funny because when it first came out, there were people that thought it was a book about me. It's not a book about me. It's a book about God and his faithfulness and his goodness. And the inspiration for the book came, unfortunately, from the death of our son, Eddie, back in 2013. I mean, it was and it continues to be such a difficult trial in our lives. Not only our son's death, but all the drama that surrounds it. And it's just hard. It's just difficult. And after I came back from some time off and got back into the groove of things serving here at Calvary Church, the Lord led me to teach a series of Bible studies that we entitled back then, I think, Hope for the Troubled Heart or Help for the Troubled Heart. And then what we did is we took those studies and we edited them with the help of a very talented editor and my assistant, who also is very talented in understanding and hearing the voice of the Lord in writing. I mean, just a great team that the Lord gave us here. And we finally put it into book form and we called it God's Help for the Troubled Heart. So whether you're going through grief and deep, deep, deep searing pain, or you're facing a trial or tribulation, perhaps you've been abandoned or divorced, or you lost your job, or you have a difficult neighbor, everything from A to Z, God has help for you, your troubled heart. Remember, troubled hearts isn't just like deep grief. Troubled hearts, remember Jesus told even Martha, she's clanging pans in the kitchen, getting things ready. And Jesus said, you know what? You're troubled about a lot of things. And maybe that's you today. You're troubled about a lot of things. I want to make sure you get this book and get a copy for you, get a copy to give away. This is one of those books, you know, there's a few books in my office that I buy by the stack. Because there's just, you know, you're talking to somebody, you know, man, this book would be really, and you want to put it into your hand. This will be a stack in my office, because the feedback has been overwhelming. I just got this text this morning from a friend of mine. I'll read portion of it, but he wrote, and I quote, "Just finished your new book. Wow. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Super blessed and encouraged by all you wrote. Perfect for my life right now and the entire church in 2020. And it is. It's very encouraging. Even reading through it myself, I mean, I get mixed emotions because I walk through, you know, we could easily add chapter after chapter to add to the depth of describing the pain and anguish and things that undergird the faithfulness of God. But the book's not about me. It's about the Lord. Let me read to you part of the introduction. And I quote, "No one really sets out to write a book on suffering. No one hopes to live a life marked by suffering either. That's for a lot of reasons, I suppose. Life often takes us places we don't want to go. We don't always get to choose the type of book that we'll write. Just because you love Jesus and serve him doesn't mean you won't experience pain, trials, or tragedy. The Christian doesn't get a pass on the difficulties of life. They come to us all, to those who believe in Jesus and those who don't. The only difference between us is faith. Faith in Jesus adds hope, hope during the trial, and hope for the future. As I write this, it's been just over 5 years since my wife and I experienced the deepest wound a parent can receive. Our 26-year-old son, Eddie, born to us as teenage parents, went home to his Savior after a valiant battle for his life. His life ended much too early. My wife, Marie, and I joined the club no parent wants to be in. His brother and sister lost their friend. His son lost more than he could ever imagine. Loss. So much pain and loss surrounded Eddie's fight for life and the end-of-life decisions that were unfortunately made for him. W. Clement Stone said, "Big doors swing on little hinges." But on that fateful day of Eddie's death, our lives turned on a large hinge. Life would never be the same. Added to our family in large measure was a deep grief, debilitating depression, betrayal, tears, regret, and a whole host of horrific events that were uninvited and unexpected, especially on the heels of our son's death. We started asking questions we really had never asked before. The biggest question, of course, was why. God graciously never answered that question. There were other questions too. Are all the things I taught about being a Christian still true? Do I still believe them? Of course, time and time again, we found ourselves answering with a resounding yes. Yes, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. God really does work all things together for the good, especially when we can't see it. What emerged over the past few years in our tightly knit family has been a resilient faith and a faithful God. At each stage and each season, God has revealed himself in strength and majesty. John reminds us, and I quote, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself," end quote. 2 Timothy 2:13. It's true. Unfortunately, one of the only ways to know this with great certainty is to experience God's faithfulness for yourself. Grief will surely undermine your faith, or at least attempt to almost daily. In your hands is a series of truthful reminders of God's help for your troubled heart. He loves you. He wants to restore you. And he wants to restore to you hope you've lost through deep pain and tragedy. Listen, each of us have our stories of pain to share. But if we're not careful, we'll refuse to accept and receive the healing Jesus so readily gives. Instead of living out stories of pain, God invites us to live in his redemptive story, full of faith and his faithfulness. I didn't set out to write a book on suffering. It snuck up on me not too many years ago. I invite you to join me on a journey to healing through the Word of God, a journey that I'm still on. There's a little taste of just the introduction, sharing a portion of our life with you. I think it was Greg Laurie that I learned this from. He said, if you as pastors seek to preach to the hurting, you'll never lack an audience. I probably butchered that, but that's how I remember it. And it's true, isn't it? We're all hurting. And I want to get this book in your hands. That's why I wanted to put it out on the podcast. Perhaps we'll do some episodes on it. I know that there's quite a few interviews coming up on different podcasts that we may piece together and make available here. But for those of you that need help, and need encouragement, I know this resource. This is going to be a resource that lasts a long time, that one that you'll be picking up regularly. And one of the things you'll notice is it's very simple. So it's not outside of your reach. But at the same time, it's very powerful because it's saturated in scripture. It's one of the things I look for in books. I look for the amount of scripture that is used or quoted, because only the Word of God is going to comfort your soul. All of our stories, all of our illustrations, they simply help get the Word of God into your heart. But once it's in your heart, the Lord is going to use it. And I think that one of the scriptures that comes to mind when I think of this book in particular, and it's hard. So don't misunderstand me reading this as if it was easy, but it's in Psalm 119, verse 71. David writes, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." I don't feel that every day. I can't say it's good for me that I've been afflicted, but there are moments, I have to say, where I look back and, you know what, Lord, you've been so good to me. And it's good that I experienced the pain. It's good that we went through. It's good with the way people say things and do things and attack and lie and what. It's good that I've been afflicted because it's driven me to your word. And I've learned your word, and I've learned of your faithfulness, and I've learned of your love, and I've learned in ways that I would have never learned before. And so it is good that I've been afflicted. And today I can say that. As I'm recording this right now, I could say that. You know, it's good. And maybe one day you're going to be able to say that. It's good that you've been afflicted because it drove you to God. It drove you to your knees. It drove you to prayer. It drove you to learn of him. Remember, Jesus said, "Learn of me, and I'll give you rest for your souls." So whatever's troubling you today, whatever you're going through, I wanted to let you know through the podcast that our book is available, and it is available on Amazon. It's available here at Calvary Church, and we would love for you to pick up a copy, get a copy for yourself, get a copy for others, that the Lord would use it in your life. If you want to connect with me personally, you can do that by going to the website, edtaylor.org, edtaylor.org, or you can follow, and from there, you can follow me on social media. You can follow me in all you can connect with me via email. Obviously, I write on the blog and is available through the Lead to Serve podcast. So yes, there is a second season coming. And yes, our book is finally published, God's Help for the Troubled Heart, available now wherever you get books. And may the Lord bless you and encourage you and strengthen you in all that he's set before you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes, and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.